When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in, hour number two, Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us as we are rolling through the program. Talking a lot about the situation going on Columbia's campus, on NYU's campus, spreading to other campuses across the country as graduation nears. How exactly that is going to play out. Remember, on Wednesdays, there are no Trump trial-related issues. That is, there's no case taking place. So we'll be back in session tomorrow, and we'll talk about that to a greater degree. Question for you, Buck. Speaker Mike Johnson is reportedly going to Columbia today. I think that's a smart move. The media retinue that regularly follows him around will be forced to follow him and cover what is going on at Columbia. I've said for a while that I think the best thing that could happen to Donald Trump is him being arrested for, in some way, standing up to the prosecution that is occurring of him in New York City right now. I think it would be smart for Trump to go to Columbia and or NYU today, to the extent he's in New York City, and I'm not sure that he is, and draw attention to what's going on there alongside of Mike Johnson. But I've got an even more aggressive idea, and I want to get your read on this. What if tomorrow morning, when the case is supposed to be in session, people of New York versus Donald Trump, what if Trump instead went to Columbia, held a press conference, said the attacks on Jewish students and Israel's right to defend itself is far more important than the political sham prosecution going on in New York City right now. And instead of going into the courtroom, Donald Trump said, I felt it was important to go to Columbia and NYU and stand up for Israel and draw attention to the anti-Semitism that is going on here, as I condemned the violence in Charlottesville when it was very minor compared to what we're seeing right now. I am standing up in favor of Jewish students, in favor of Israel's right to defend itself. It is a time for choosing, and I am on the side of Israel and all Jewish students everywhere in the world. And I dare New York City to come and arrest me while they will do nothing to these protesters who are attacking Israel and Jewish students. It is bold. It is brash. But my goodness, would it turn the attention from New York City and the case? He would bring all of the media that is covering that case in New York City. He would force them to come to Columbia. He would force them to come to NYU. And it would completely change the storyline from, oh, Trump's hush money to how in the world are you going to respond to Trump becoming the foremost defender of Israel of any politician in America today? Your thoughts on how that would play. It's aggressive. It's bombastic. Very Trumpian. I think it would be genius.
I feel like it would be Trump's version of the speech that Bill Pullman gives on Independence Day, like the soaring orchestral in the background, you know. Frankly, Israel, great country. We love them very much. Very beautiful country. These protesters, horrible people, losers. Send them home to mommy. I could see it right now. It would be great in many ways. The part of it that really stumps me is, would they? I think the judge would probably send, I don't know, the bailiff and NYPD to
go. Can you imagine if they arrested Trump at the protest of Israel for saying, this is a serious issue, we need to stand with Israel right now, and they arrested him? I mean, I think it would be so compelling.
I know, but you know what they would say? And I think you're right on the whole about what the optics of it would be. So I agree with that. But I could already tell you what they'd say on, you know what they'd say on Morning Joe the next day? If he did exactly what you're saying, yes, he would do. They would be saying, oh, he has no respect for our system, no respect for the rule of law. He can't just defy a court, a criminal proceeding, right? No, I mean, that's what they would say.
Yeah.
I don't think it would look good. I mean, I think you're correct on the view of it. I'm just saying that would be their response to it. Would they really arrest him? People have been bringing this up for a long time. Do they have the
chutzpah?
Chutzpah. Thing. Yeah, there we go.
Good
they
work.
Have the chutzpah to arrest Trump and actually try to take him into custody. I don't know how that would work because with Secret Service protection, they cannot allow him under federal law to be out of their orbit of protection. So I don't think the NYPD, maybe I'm wrong. I think if the NYPD sent up some, and trust me, first of all, most NYPD cops love Trump. Okay. Yes. Certainly the detective squad, they like Trump. I know a bunch of them. They like Trump. They wouldn't want to be in the position where they say we're trying to place this guy under arrest because the Secret Service detail, I think, would tell them, you know, go pound sand. Like, I think they say not happening.
Well, there's an actual article in the New York Times today about how jailing Trump would work in the context of the Secret Service. And basically, they're saying that there's been some behind the scenes conversations, and that I think you're right in that the most likely outcome, if he were convicted in this case, would be that they would give him some form of house containment in Mar-a-Lago.
House arrest. Yeah. House arrest. Because also then it's not, you know, it's not degrading in a way that every independent voter in the country would clearly, like, you lock Trump up in a cell with some guy who has been bashing old ladies over. Now, they wouldn't do that, obviously. I was going to say bashing old ladies over the head with a lead pipe. But he, even if he was in administrative segregation, you can't put him in an orange. Do they not do orange jumpsuits anymore? Right about that. I think they've changed. Like, prisoners aren't in the bright orange. Anyway, neither here nor there. Being at home in Mar-a-Lago and being told he's not allowed to leave, that might be viewed by some independents or sort of middle tranche voters as, well, they're taking a more moderate approach to his punishment.
I think the problem with that is I don't think it would be enough for the left. And so what they said in the article is that there have been conversations about abandoned former prisons that they could basically turn into a Trump-related facility, that the Secret Service would continue to be armed. I mean, the whole thing is crazy, but I'm just saying, a part of me, and I'm not someone who is certainly afraid of accelerating stories if I think I have an advantage. I think Trump has a tremendous advantage here if he is steadfast and comes down strongly on the side of Israel. First of all, he's on the right side morally. That's important. Politically, though, he then puts Biden in a really difficult position. Because Biden is trying to middle road this. There's good Palestinian people and there's good Jewish people. And like both of these sides are his base. And can you imagine if they arrest him? The footage of Trump being arrested, they're not going to do it. But if they did, it would be a goldmine of arresting him for speaking out in favor of Israel.
You know what I was thinking about? There's such a constant outpouring of, you know, grievance, solidarity with the Palestinians, specifically in Gaza. Notice there's not an invasion going on in the West Bank, which is also Palestinian controlled territory, because they didn't launch a massive terrorist attack from the West Bank. Now, the West Bank's got problems, too. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, the outrage that you would be met with if you were to say, for example, I feel badly for the Russian soldiers in Ukraine right now because they're conscripts. And it's Putin is not their fault. They have no choice. They've been forced at gunpoint into this army. I feel badly for them. We should think differently about the Russia-Ukraine conflict because there are Russian dads and brothers and husbands who are being, you know, being turned to dust by American weapons, effectively, American purchased and provided weapons. People would be outraged at that, even though it's entirely true. And I just think it's interesting that in the case of Israel and Hamas, you have a terrorist entity that is the elected and would win if they held an election again tomorrow. People need to understand that Hamas would win again and again and again. They are supported by the people of Gaza. They always do this thing of like, what about all the innocent people that are being killed in this process? And you can do that in any conflict. You just seem like, why are they picking? And they seem so much more upset about what's going, these protesters about what's going on in Gaza than anything that's going on in Ukraine. And there I'm even just talking about civilians caught in the crossfire. There were no sit-ins on campus. Do you see what I mean? Why is it so different with the Palestinians?
Because the white people are Jewish in their worldview. That's it. That's really, I mean,
that is the answer.
Because if they don't care about actual Arab-on-Arab violence, as we played that clip yesterday to their credit on MSNBC, hundreds of thousands of people can die in Arab-on-Arab conflict because of their system of pyramid of victimization. The same thing, I think the analogy is so perfect with BLM. BLM, it's Black Lives Matter, and they never add the rest of it when white people are involved in taking them.
Well, white
they
cops,
don't care at all.
Specifically.
Yeah.
It's really just white cops.
But even if it were like the situation in Georgia where they had the jogger and they had the white guy like driving the truck. Yeah. It's really if they can find, yeah, your white cops, yes. But it's really if they can find a white person taking a minority life. I mean, even the shooter in Buffalo. Look, if there's a white person who engages in violence against a black person, that story is propagated massively. Certainly cops are a big part of it. When black violence, the perfect example, black violence happens in black victims, story disappears. Perfect story, example of this, Buck, just happened in Kansas City. Chiefs are celebrating their Super Bowl. Comes out that it's just two or three young black kids shooting at each other. Story vanishes. When they thought it was a mass shooting and maybe a white person's involved, it was going to be the number one story in America. Then it turns into, oh, it's just black violence. Oh, we're just kind of used to that. Story vanishes. We haven't even heard the names of the people involved hardly.
I mean, the media lies about this. Even mass shootings that are unrelated to other criminal activity. So, you know, mass murder, psychosis situations. They like to present this as a white male only phenomenon. That is by the numbers completely untrue. It is,
correct,
in fact, essentially lines up almost perfectly in proportion to the rest of society. So in essence, they're all guys. Well, one or, you know, the very rare exception.
The trans shooter who was trying to pretend to be a man.
I can't think of the last time there was a female mass shooter other than that. I mean, I guess the San Bernardino shooting would be the last one with the terrorist. It was a man and his wife, I think. They both went in with guns. That's a terrorist.
It's a good
act.
Point. It's almost always men. And when women are involved, it's often now women who are on testosterone trying to pretend to be men.
Yeah,
which you'd think would be a big part of the story.
But the media tries to portray falsely because the racial narrative for the media is something that is essential to their worldview, to their sense of their purpose day to day, and honestly, their power as well. And you see this, you know, Elon Musk shared, and it cannot be stated enough. Look, Barack Obama leveraged initially, I think, in a much more positive way, or in a way that a lot of people bought into as uniting the country. There was a lot of celebration about the first black president, but he leveraged that narrative in a way that was trending, obviously, very positive. But then when he became president, BLM started under Barack Obama. People forget this. And the usage of racism and white supremacy and all these things. This is where Elon shared out on X this chart that shows, and it's just an explosion. It proves that it was an active decision. If you were in the Soviet Union, you could call it an active measure, as in propaganda. It was an active decision to start using this more to divide people, to create more malcontents in society. And you see what that results in with these lunatics running around in the quad. So, we've got the professors. We got professors, Clay, that are being asked, will they condemn death to Israel and death to America? We've also got professors on whether or not they think any of these students should be suspended. I think people should hear this. It's great. It's not just the kids. We're going to get into this. But, you know, there are very few professions that are life changing. I mean, first responders, for example, and they can save lives. Doctors, nurses, they can too. There are teachers that, in a way, can save people's lives. I'd venture to say the work done by the men and women at the Preborn Network of Clinics, it's life changing and saves lives as well. The lives of 200 unborn children are saved at the preborn clinics every day. Last year, they saved the lives of 58,000 unborn babies. Preborn opens their doors to pregnant women deciding between life and abortion, and they offer an ultrasound in order to make this connection between mother and child. And that's just one of many resources, though, that pregnant mothers receive at each preborn center. It's all meant to help them bring that precious little life into this world. Maternity clothes, diaper and baby care items, all available for those who need it. But that ultrasound does so much because that helps make the decision for life. One ultrasound is just $28. Any amount will help, and all gifts are tax deductible. To donate securely, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, say baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/BUCK. Sponsored by Preborn.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden.
For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone, because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude.
People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. Look, I'm a two-way guy. Second Amendment, all about it. I appreciate the sport of shooting. I appreciate marksmanship. I appreciate the right to bear arms and to defend oneself. I also respect the craftsmanship of a well-made firearm at a phenomenal price. My first career out of college put me in parts of the world where, you know what, I had to have a firearm to protect myself. Years later, I keep myself trained and in shape with my firearms. Going to the gun range with my brothers on the weekend, that's a regular event for us. It's a great time to come together, and it helps keep our skills sharp. So if you're a firearms enthusiast like me, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. They offer a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of what the competition does. How does Bear Creek Arsenal do it? There's no middleman fees, that's how. I own one of their AR-15s. It is an incredible firearm. They know what they're doing. Discover Bear Creek Arsenal. Go online to bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. That's bearcreekarsenal.com/BUCK. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code for 10% off your first order. You're going to be amazed at the incredible quality of their firearms and the unbeatable price. bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use the name Buck to get that 10% off your first order.
So we had told you, oh, we've got so much to choose from here. We had told you that the professors, remember, it's not just because people have this fallback, I think, of, oh, they're just silly kids. Go back if you want to be terrified in a lot of ways, read about the early days of the Maoist Cultural Revolution in China. Not long ago, 1960-ish. You know, you go back, 1958, 1964, I think, were the primary years. I could be wrong on that one. Again, live radio, going on the fly. But the students were in that revolution very much the young brown shirts, if you will. They were very much the enforcers of the totalitarian regime. And here you have the... So students are not like, oh, it's not a big deal, they're students. But when you have the professors also on board, this is a journalist. I'm trying to find his name. Guys, what is his name? Hold on. I want to give him credit. Ben Berkwam. Ben Berkwam goes around asking Columbia faculty if it's acceptable to chant death to America, death to Israel on campus. Play it.
Can I get agreement from anyone? Is chanting death to America or death to Israel unacceptable on college campuses? Anyone? I guess not. I guess it's okay in Columbia.
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
One guy said it.
Anyone else? I got one. One guy said it's not okay to chant death to Israel and death to America on college campuses. I got one. Anyone else that would agree with that? Faculty? Anyone? Any faculty agree we shouldn't be chanting death to Israel and death to America on college campuses? Cat got your tongue? This is Columbia University,
All right,
guys.
We get the idea. Clay, he walks up and down this line. A lot of masked Columbia University faculty members refusing to say anything about anything.
What do you think those faculty would say if the question was, is it okay to chant death to black people or death to gays on Columbia's campus? They would all say, of course that's not acceptable, and whoever did that should be immediately expelled. Again, speech standards very different.
Liberty Safe makes the best safes in America. Made by Americans, you want a Liberty Safe. If you have valuables in your home, whether it's jewelry, cash, gold, or guns, you'll want to have a Liberty Safe. They're giving away one of their top-of-the-line gun safes right now called the Presidential 50, worth almost $10,000. Enter to win online at libertysafe.com/radio. Crime rates are up everywhere, and whether you win this Presidential 50 or not, you want a Liberty Safe to protect your valuables from crime. More than 2 million customers have done so already. American-made Liberty Safes come in all price ranges. They fit anywhere. I've got one at home. We got it in a room that, honestly, Carrie loves it so much. It's like a piece of furniture that we could have designed. It looks lovely. Shop libertysafe.com/radio for a customized fortress-strong Liberty Safe. Use coupon code radio for 10% discount. Do you not have a safe at home? You need a safe. Go to libertysafe.com/radio. Use coupon code radio for 10% off.
I know it's not ideal that the clip we're about to play you, this man is really the commander in chief in probably in most of your lives, the moment that is most dangerous for the United States when you consider war in Europe, when you consider war in the Middle East, how dangerous much of the world is right now. But Joe Biden is, they've got him out on the campaign trail. And when they put Joe Biden on the campaign trail, it never goes well because he's mentally and physically not well. And we've said on this show for a long time, I'm not sure that he could do any other job in America right now. I used to think Walmart greeter, but then Buck made the argument. I don't think he could stand. You made the argument. He couldn't stand in the front of Walmart and interact with people.
See, Wall Street Journal or New York Times had a story about a Walmart manager making $250K.
I read that.
So Walmart, you know, you got to get it done over at Walmart.
No doubt. I mean, it's a big industry, and I agree. I don't think he could stand there and stand on his feet for 7 or 8 hours and say hi to people at the front of the store.
In fact, I think people would think it was elder abuse to make him do that at his stage. I really do. People would say, gosh, he must desperately need the money. Someone should just help him out.
Especially the way he would be walking. I mean, the guy can't walk. I don't think he could stand up for that long. They continue to put everything that he says into a teleprompter. And he just reads it right off the teleprompter. They shoot him up with whatever drugs they need to get him through, however limited amount of interaction. And I want you to listen carefully here. He's saying 4 more years. He's trying to lead a chant. 4 more years. Very common when you're running for re-election. Everybody chants 4 more years. He's reading it off the teleprompter, and he reads the word pause. He's supposed to stop and let everybody else chant. He's like Ron Burgundy. If you put it in the prompter, he will read it. Listen to how bad this sounds. This just happened.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years. 4 more years.
Let's play that one more time. You can cut off the actual chant. I actually, when I saw this, Buck, I thought to myself, I blame whoever filled this in on the teleprompter. Because remember when he said, go get him? At the end of not the most recent State of the Union, but it just kind of came out of nowhere. And it was clearly instructions to his staff to go get him. And he was just like, go get him at the end. If you put it in the prompter at this point, he has no idea what he's saying. Listen one more time. 4 more years. Really easy. This is a staple of any political campaign. And he reads the instruction that he's not supposed to say anything else. He's supposed to pause, but he didn't.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
I'm sorry. That was even better than I thought it was going to be. 4 more years. Pause. Look left. Smile. Look right. Smile.
I mean, this is such, I mean, it's sad because it really does make you wonder what in the world would happen if China invaded Taiwan. And you had to call Joe Biden in the middle of the night and say, sir, how should the United States military respond? He doesn't have a functional brain. And we know physically he can barely walk. But to be reading that right off of the teleprompter, and you and I know you've been off the teleprompter before. A lot of people have never read off of them before. Mm-hmm. It's very awkward. It's weird. You're reading glass. It's hard to do well. But Joe Biden's been doing this for 50 years. He's been reading off teleprompters for a long time. The fact that he would just read the word pause in the speech instructions, it's sad and it's scary. It's funny, but I think it's almost way sadder and way scarier than it is funny in many respects, right? It's elder abuse.
I mean, I go
what
back.
What would
and
he
forth.
Not read off the teleprompter is the other question I have for you, Buck. Like, what would he see on the teleprompter? Is there anything? And he would say, I can't read that. I really think that there's almost nothing when you see him do that.
Yeah, Clay, it's because that the speed of the cognition is such that it would take him a moment to realize what was coming out of his mouth and what he was reading before, you know, it would be too late effectively, right? I mean, it would already be out there. So, yes, I think if somebody could hack into, but I'm not recommending this, but I'm just saying if somebody were to get access to Biden's prompter and write crazy stuff on there, he'd get a few words in. I mean, there'd be some four-letter words dropped if you could get into Biden's.
Oh, yeah, curse words or just like, my underpants are dirty. I think Biden would read, my underpants are dirty.
Oh, and I think he'd throw a big grin to the whole room and be like, that's right, they're dirty underpants. Dirty. Keeping them dirty. He's a husk. He's not meant to be anything other than a facade, right? He is as I've said, he is the Democrats' shell corporation, the left, the progressives' shell corporation. And the management team is actually running everything, right? He is like the CEO or the chairman emeritus, and it's just the brand that people are voting for. This really also goes toward, I think, the sense of a president as being an individual who has to make decisions and lead is something that people are increasingly moving away from. And it's more just, I vote for the team, and the team structure will give me what I want from the machinery, right? It's change. You're not voting. It's like I said, it's not like Coke versus, it's not the CEO of Coke versus the CEO of Pepsi. Who do you want in charge? It's Coke versus Pepsi. It's not a one person decision making contest.
It's a binary. And honestly, I think this is where being from the world of sports is, it makes me kind of used to it, because whatever Michigan says, Michigan fans typically lap it up. And whatever Ohio State fans, they lap it up. They hate each other, right? In a rivalry. And that's my concern, because ultimately, the only thing you're voting for when it comes to politicians is their judgment. We're basically saying, hey, the most challenging questions in the world, we're going to put them on the Resolute desk in front of you. People are going to make really difficult arguments on both sides, because if it gets to you and it hasn't been decided, it's by its nature a difficult choice to make or an important one. And we got a guy who doesn't have any ability to logically analyze anything.
And here also then comes with, here's the political problem or the so what of all of this. Mentioned at the top of the show, Morning Consult, Bloomberg poll.
Yeah.
Trump up 7 in Arizona, 6 in Georgia, Nevada, Trump up 8, North Carolina, Trump up 10, Pennsylvania, neck and neck, Trump up 1, Wisconsin, Trump up 4, the only swing state with Biden ahead 2 points is Michigan. That, you cannot look at that as a Democrat and not be alarmed. I'm not saying that they think they can't do it and they're going to change and it's, you know, and all of a sudden it's going to be The Rock instead of Biden or something. No, but they're alarmed. They have to be alarmed.
It's also important. I shared this yesterday. They're spending money like crazy right now in these states. And I flagged this because I thought it was important. The numbers and how they've moved since March, because they do this monthly with Bloomberg and Morning Consult. Trump has gone up 2 in North Carolina over the past month, up 3 in Wisconsin, up 5 in Nevada, up 1 in Arizona, equal for Trump. Biden's picked up 1 in Georgia. Trump has picked up 2 in Pennsylvania. Biden's gone up 2 in Michigan. My point is, when you look at these 7 states and you compare them to March, Trump has been going up as Biden, I believe the number is, Biden has spent $15 million in swing states trying to drive up his numbers, and the numbers aren't moving. Which makes me think, Buck, by and large, people have already made up their minds. And while there's going to be billions of dollars spent, maybe tens of billions of dollars spent, how many people out there really don't know what they think of Trump and really don't know what they think of Biden? I think very few people. Now, turnout is going to be massive. Who shows up? Whose voters? There's a lot of low propensity Trump people who say, oh, I love the president, and then they don't show up and vote, meaning President Trump. So I think that will matter. How motivated are Biden people? What's the third party impact going to be? There are a lot of uncertainties. And as we've been talking about for a long time, it's going to come down to a fine line. It's not going to be, there's 43 states that we know how they're going to go, basically. So it's going to come down to a fine line no matter what. But you like the board right now. If you are Trump sitting 6 months out, there's more pathways for him to win than there are pathways for Biden to win, if you're being fair, just looking at the board in totality right now.
Yeah, and just to set our expectations or to understand what our expectations would have been, I would have assumed, Clay, going at this point, if you had asked me even 6 months ago, where will we be? I would be like, well, Biden's probably ahead, you know, 2 to 5 points in most of the swing states, but Trump can make up the distance. Trump's ahead more than 5 points in a lot of swing states and basically ahead in all of them. There's that one outlier of Michigan. I never would have expected this. So that's why I'm just trying to be honest to where, you know, would you have expected this if we'd asked you, you know, the summer of 2023?
All of the Trump rise, Buck, I'll be honest. I thought we would have a real battle on the Republican primary side. I didn't think Trump would trounce Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, run the board. I never would have bet that. And as we're sitting here 6 months out, I wouldn't be. Trump is up in all seven swing states, all seven uncertain battleground areas. According to the polls, Trump is up in all of them. Now,
yeah.
I would never have bet that. Doesn't mean he's going to win them all. Doesn't mean that he's going to win. But he is in a stronger position right now against Joe Biden than he ever has been in his entire political career against either Hillary or by Hillary in 16 or Biden in 20.
For everybody who is a gun owner, if you believe in the Second Amendment, I got to ask you a question. You ever heard of Bear Creek Arsenals? Bear Creek Arsenal, they're an amazing firearms manufacturer. Here's what I want you to do. Go to their website, bearcreekarsenal.com, and just take a look at, say, the BC-15s, the 5.56 that they've got these chambered in. Is when you see the prices on these uppers, you are going to be saying, how is it possible? I mean, they make quality firearms at an incredible price point. You can buy the whole firearm. You can buy the upper. You've got pistols. I've got my Bear Creek Arsenal pistol here now. It is the firearms manufacturer that you need to be going to if you want top quality for the best possible price. They have married these two concepts together in a way that I've never seen before with any other firearms manufacturer out there. And I got a lot of different guns. Bear Creek Arsenal, though, I'm telling you, if you're looking for price and performance, you've got to go with Bear Creek Arsenal. Go to BearCreekArsenal.com. It's also just fun to be on their site. They've got amazing stuff. They've got new products, gun and parts, calibers, ammo, optics, gear, knives. Go to BearCreekArsenal.com. Do a little shopping for yourself. See what they've got there. Get yourself a Bear Creek Arsenal rifle. Make sure you use promo code BUCK. Promo code BUCK will get you 10% off your first order, off that whole first order. I'm telling you, when you see what they've got and the prices they're offering them at, Bear Creek Arsenal is going to become your new favorite firearms manufacturer. Pistols, rifles, ammo, optics, gear, you name it. But really the sweet spot, start out with one of their semi-automatic rifles. Try one of their BC-15s. Go to BearCreekArsenal.com. Use that promo code BUCK for 10% off.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. These are our first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country, or those who die in the line of duty or are severely injured, and our veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless.
Heroes like Buffalo firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero.
Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young kids, severely injured service members, and homeless veterans.
Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Look, I'm a two-way guy. Second Amendment, all about it. I appreciate the sport of shooting. I appreciate marksmanship. I appreciate the right to bear arms and to defend oneself. I also respect the craftsmanship of a well-made firearm at a phenomenal price. My first career out of college put me in parts of the world where, you know what, I had to have a firearm to protect myself. Years later, I keep myself trained and in shape with my firearms. Going to the gun range with my brothers on the weekend, that's a regular event for us. It's a great time to come together, and it helps keep our skills sharp. So if you're a firearms enthusiast like me, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. They offer a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of what the competition does. How does Bear Creek Arsenal do it? There's no middleman fees, that's how. I own one of their AR-15s. It is an incredible firearm. They know what they're doing. Discover Bear Creek Arsenal. Go online to BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. That's BearCreekArsenal.com/BUCK. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code for 10% off your first order. you're going to be amazed at the incredible quality of their firearms and the unbeatable price. BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. Use the name Buck to get that 10% off your first order. If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what would they say? In the absence of words, they share the sounds of their heart beating, telling you they're alive and growing. An unborn baby's heart is already beating at just 3 weeks. By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound, and that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in. Preborn is the country's largest provider of free ultrasounds, and every day they rescue 200 babies' lives by connecting expectant mothers and children. Those are pregnant mothers deciding on life or abortion. Most often they choose life. For just $28, you can provide one free ultrasound to help save a child's life. $140 will help rescue 5 babies' lives. Donate via cell phone. Dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Visit preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/BUCK. Preborn has a 100% charity rating. Sponsored by Preborn.
Lines open. Get to your calls in a second. How do we have all this energy? How do we have all of this love of freedom? Crockett Coffee. Go to CrocketCoffee.com. Our friend Carol Markowitz, you will see on X, just shared that she is already buying her second Crockett shipment because she underestimated how much she and her husband would love it. They're drinking it every day now. It is their coffee of choice. It is Clay's and my coffee of choice as well. CrocketCoffee.com. Please subscribe. You get a great discount. We've also got free shipping over if you get over $60 of coffee. So the more you get, the more cost effective the whole thing is. And you're getting delicious coffee that supports a company that is all about American history and celebrating American greatness. Plus, we give a portion of the proceeds to our friends at Tunnel to Towers Foundation, which is an amazing, as you know, an amazing organization. So please, CrockettCoffee.com, subscribe today. No promo code because Clay and I own the company. So we, you know, yeah, we own.
It's fantastic. And by the way, I like the idea, Buck, of using Crockett Coffee to help advocate for the betterment of history. And yes. So I'm going through. Today is a fun one. Today in history. Have to go a little bit across the pond, but Winston Churchill had family in America. Kind of an important guy in the history of the world.
His mother was from America.
That's right. He was knighted today, Buck. This may be a bit of British royalty connection that you are even willing to appreciate. In 1953, Winston Churchill knighted as a Sir of the Realm by, I would imagine, Queen Elizabeth early in her reign.
You know, my favorite character in The Crown has become, even with the different iterations of the actors playing it, Philip.
He's got a great sense of humor.
He just sort of walks around and is like, we're all prisoners in this gilded cage of a castle and we're just going to carry on, stiff upper lip.
You know, the whole thing.
I love him. He's fantastic. He's really good.
He's like my favorite character in the whole thing.
Where are you now on The Crown? Are you in the last season?
Almost at the car accident. So I'll be sure to text you to tell you we've reached the full length.
They have the, remember Prince Philip fought against the Nazis in World War II. The Prince Harry wears the Halloween Nazi costume.
No spoilers.
I'm just saying that is going to be. Remember when that became a big story?
Yeah, of course.
When
he wore the Rommel. He basically wore like a Rommel costume or something, right?
That is soon to be on the. And I think you will enjoy some of the coverage surrounding that. I'll just give you a preview.
Trent in Kansas. Yeah. We got Trent in Kansas. What's going on?
I've been a listener since day one, and I just, you know, I didn't want to talk politics with you right now, but I just wanted to tell you guys thanks for, you know, keeping it real and not, you know, not BSing us. That's why I like listening to you guys. I've actually convinced people to listen to you guys because of that. You know, on multiple occasions, you guys have, you'll bash people that you agree with, and then you will praise and, you know, give credit to people that you don't agree with. And that, you know, to me makes me feel like I'm getting really truthful news. You know, obviously we all know where you guys stand politically, but, you know, that is a real assurance that you guys, you know, will go out of, you know, your beliefs to, you know, talk about and give credit with other people.
Thank you so much. That is a goal here on the show to keep it real, so to speak, to always speak the truth about what's going on.
And praise people when they stand on the right principle, even if they're wrong on a lot of other things. This week, for instance, we played Joe Scarborough. We've played clips from MSNBC where we've said, hey, Galloway, the professor at NYU, he's right here. This is well said.
And we told you that the new Speaker of the House was probably going to be a huge disappointment and a waste of time. And as that massive 90-something billion-dollar bill goes to Biden's desk for signature today, we told you. Some of you believe this. Now all of you do.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams, offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institutes, educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.